From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a look at the president's agenda on this President's Day.
But first, over the weekend, the new Hamas-dominated legislature was sworn into power, and Israel responded immediately. It is withholding about $50 million a month in tax revenues Israel collects on behalf of the Palestinians. Israel's acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said the new Hamas majority means the Palestinian Authority is becoming a terrorist authority. Joining me to talk about this development is Stephen Erlanger. He's Jerusalem Bureau Chief for the New York Times, and welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. So first of all, explain to me the mechanics of this money. Israel actually collects tax revenues for the Palestinians?
Yes, under the Oslo Accords, which set up the Palestinian Authority in 1994, there was an agreement that the Palestinian territories in Israel would be considered one customs unit, so that much of what comes into the Palestinian territories comes through Israeli ports and Israeli customs officials collect customs on behalf of the Palestinians and pass those on to the Palestinian Authority. That's the way it's supposed to work. And that and value-added tax receipts are about $50 to $55 million a month, and that is the funding that is now being put into escrow by the Israelis.
And so practically withholding this money, putting it into escrow, as you say, what will this mean for the Palestinians and their daily lives?
Will mostly be about salaries. The Palestinian Authority has about 140,000 employees, which are the breadwinners for about a third of the population. And those also include, almost half of them are so-called security forces. But it's going to create a big problem, which is, you know, part of the intention, which is to put pressure on Hamas to come to terms in a diplomatic fashion on the recognition of Israel.
Now, the Palestinian Authority also receives money from the U.S., from the European Union, Russia, and the U.N. Now, they have said that they will continue financing the Palestinian Authority. So is Israel now at odds with this quartet?
Well, only for a short period of time. I mean, Israel decided to cut this money off immediately, partly because of, in my view, its own election campaign. The quartet, the U.S., U.N., Russia, and the European Union, has said that it will only begin sanctions once a new Hamas government is in place. Israel is in conflict on timing, but, you know, that D-Day will be coming in the next few weeks in any event.
You said this money went to Palestinians who act as the security forces and who are armed, and when you have people who are armed who are not getting paid, I imagine that would create its own threat.
I think it is right to expect demonstrations about paying salaries and clashes which may begin from the bottom rather than from the top. There seems to be a very thin moral line that's being drawn by the West between creating pressure on Hamas and creating chaos in the Palestinian Authority. And it seems to me a difficult line to walk.
Stephen Erlanger is the Jerusalem Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.